Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
When he was 17, Canadian Adrian Pearce was handed a Christmas present by his then girlfriend, and then she dumped him. So hurt was Adrian that he didn't open the present, he didn't open it the next day or even the next month. Instead, he put it under the Christmas tree, and he's done that for the last 47 years. It's a decision that has attracted much media attention, and he even wrote a book about it. But in a fortnight, that present is going to be opened. Adrian, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Sean.
So I suppose this story starts when you were 17 and you and Vicky were going out. And did you give her a present and expect to receive a present from her in return?
Oh, that's a very good question, Sean. No, I didn't give her a present. And her giving me the gift was just a surprise to me.
Right. Okay. And did she give you the gift first and then dump you, or the other way around?
It was the other way around, Sean. She dumped me, and before I could depart, I didn't want her to see me crying. So I just before I turned to leave and skip school and go home, she opened up her purse and gave me this gift.
Right. And did she give a reason why she was breaking up with you?
She just said she couldn't go out with me anymore, and that she had met another fellow.
Ah, right. Okay. Had you been with her a long time?
Well, we had been dating perhaps a year and a half.
Oh.
So, you know, for teenagers, that's quite a while.
Yeah. So she handed you this present. Now, I suppose some people's impulse might be to just throw the present in the trash. In anger. Why didn't you do that?
That's a very good question as well, Sean, and I don't really have a totally clear answer for that. I was thinking about it on the weekend trying to figure out, well, why is it I kept it? And the best I can come up with is that I kept it just simply because I thought maybe by having it, we would get back together sometime.
Yeah. Okay. And presumably you'd been going out a year and a half and you were 17. So you had a period of healing to go through.
Well, yes. Yes. The healing period was pretty long and it was painful. And what made it painful was that I would still see her in the hallways of the school. And it looked like she was having a great time. Always laughing, always smiling, and dressing differently, looking a little more sophisticated. So just seeing her in the hallways made it the breakup that much more painful.
And did she ever talk to you afterwards? Did she ever come up to you and say, did you like that, you know, album I gave you for Christmas or whatever?
No, not really. And the reason was that after she broke up with me and she took up with this other fellow, she started skipping school on a regular basis. And I didn't see her as often as I would have, but when I did see her, she looked very happy and looked like she was having a great time.
Mm. So then why and how did you get into the habit of hanging on to it? Might be, you know, I think people could understand hanging on to the present. But then this tradition you established of putting it under the tree every year. What was your thinking when you started doing that?
I discovered very quickly that I got a lot of maybe perverse pleasure out of looking at the gift and not opening it. It was also, Sean, a bit of a test for me to see how much fortitude I had to not open the present. You know, if I feel like having something, I usually just go have it. And this was a good exercise to prove to myself that I do have a certain amount of control over my impulses.
Mm. So, but presumably, though, over the years, you know, that you finished high school, Vicky finished high school, you lost contact with each other. Did you never reach a point where you thought, well, I don't really have to do this anymore? This is my past.
I have a few things still from that era. I have the tobacco pipe that I was smoking when she came up to me and broke up with me. I still have that pipe and I still smoke it occasionally just at ceremonial events. I maybe I'm the type of person that lives in the past. yeah, it's hard to say. I guess I looked forward every year to opening or, you know, to looking at it and not opening it.
A 17-year-old smoking a pipe, was that unusual in your day?
No, it wasn't particularly unusual. My father came from Britain, and he smoked a pipe, and my mother smoked. She was from Wales. She smoked cigarettes, so in our household, smoking was fairly common. So I thought as I wrote in my book, I thought smoking a pipe would lend me an air of sophistication that perhaps I didn't have.
So, Adrian, what brought you to the point where you'd say, right, I'm going to open it now? What led you to that? Because you could have kept up doing this, I suppose, for the rest of your life.
Well, last year when the story went viral, Sean, I thought I would wait until the 50th anniversary and open the thing. But since then, I have found the girl that gave me the present. It took quite a while to find her. And then it took quite a while to reestablish a relationship with her because many decades had passed. So now that I've found the girl, she's a 60-some-year-old woman now. We're both in our 60s. She has agreed to come to Edmonton to open the gift. And Sean, because I vowed 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago, that I would never open the present, we're going to have a raffle. It's just going to be a big party. And we're going to have a raffle where the winner gets to present the gift to Vicky. And Vicky is going to open the gift and then give it to me. That way I've kept my word that I would never open the present.
Wow, yeah. And whilst you were in the past year, while you were looking for Vicky, were there a few fake Vickies who volunteered their services?
Yes, yes, there were, Sean. There were three women that purported to be her. And I asked them very specific questions that only Vicky could answer. They weren't, racy questions, but they were just questions. What did we do on this particular date? Or what happened? Where did we have our first kiss? That sort of thing. And immediately two of them faded from view because I knew they couldn't answer the question. And the third one played around a little bit, but I could tell that wasn't her either. And it took our mutual high school friend, who I mentioned in my book in the very first chapter, he was instrumental in putting us together. Unbeknownst to me, he had been conversing, emailing and texting Vicky for the last 47 years, on and off, on an infrequent basis. Just, how are you? How are the children? Do you have grandchildren yet? You know, that sort of thing. And he was in the Caribbean when he saw the story online and sent her the link to the story and said, hey, Vicky, if you're still at this email address, check out this story. And then from there, she and I connected on Facebook and then started to do the sort of dance, trying to figure out each other's lives and reestablish a relationship, if that was possible.
Yeah.
And luckily for both of us, it has been possible. And she's actually met my wife, because that was a bit of a concern.
Yeah.
What is your wife doing this? And my wife and I had a lot of conversations. I wanted to make sure that my wife understood that this is just a good story. There's no romantic feelings anymore.
Mm.
Although having met the woman, I really like her. I like her the same way I liked her in the past. She's a very good person, and I think we'll establish a friendship again. I know that my wife and her have already become friends, and they phone and text and email each other independently of me, and I'm very happy for that. You can't have too many friends.
Indeed, that's good to know. Did you have to, though, with your wife, kind of soothe any concerns she might have had that your interest might have been romantic in Vicky after all these years?
No, not really. We've been married a long time, and my wife feels quite secure in our relationship. So that wasn't a concern. The biggest concern was the actual present itself. After putting it under the Christmas tree for 20 years, we had children, and when our daughter was five, all the Christmas presents were open, and she couldn't understand why this one present wasn't opened. And I tried to explain to her why it would never be opened, and she was confused. And that's when my wife put her foot down and said, "That's it. You can keep this present, but I don't want to have it under the Christmas tree any. You know, I don't want it under the tree again." So I kept it in a drawer, and whenever I'm wrapping Christmas gifts at around this time of the year, I pull it out, have a look at it, congratulate myself for passing another year without opening it, and then I throw it back in a drawer. But even that became an issue. Since the story went viral, I realized this present, even though it's a rather insignificant, very small item, it has gained a lot of importance. So then I took, instead of keeping it in a drawer, I put it in a fire safe. And my wife took issue with that. Her attitude was, well, our house could burn down, our children's baby pictures could go up in flames, but that stupid present is still going to. So, yes, it's in a fire safe, and in just a matter of a couple of weeks, it's going to be opened, and we're hoping that the girl, the woman who gave it to me, will be present to open it.
Yeah. Look, judging from pictures of it that I've seen, Adrian, it seems to be flat. It seems to be rectangular, so it's not a football. Do you have any theories as to what it might be?
Well, we know it's not food because it perhaps would have rotted or leaked. We're not 100% sure what it is. I mean, I don't think it'll be explicit photographs or anything like that. If it is, we'll have to fuzz out the television image of it because it is. The opening is going to be filmed for a international television station that wants to have. They've invited Vicky, my wife, and I to go to Los Angeles in December to appear on their television show, and they want us to show the footage of the present being opened. And speaking to the producer there on that show, she said, well, if we open the gift and it's something racy, we'll just fuzz out that part of the image. You know how they can do that on television.
Yeah. Well, Vicky knows. Vicky knows what it is, doesn't she, or can she remember?
Well, that's a good question. She doesn't remember. When we met, I asked her, and you know, you can tell when somebody's being honest, and she honestly does not remember what is in the gift. She was working at a store we have here, sort of like a hardware automotive store. It's called Canadian Tire, and she was 15 years old working there as a cashier, and at the time making, you know, not very much money. So whatever the gift is, it's going to be, you know, something probably nice, but it could be a calendar, it could be a little notebook. We're really not sure.
Adrian Pearce is the author of The 47-Year-Old Present. Adrian, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Sean, I thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful day yourself.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. With personalized pricing, our rates are made for you.